Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Friday Show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Maren Morris will be in later. Big fan of her. Also, the Friday morning dance party at the top of next hour. We try to get you in a good mood. Also, it's Friday, man. That's awesome. Raymundo, our audio producer, has walked in the studio. What's up, buddy?
What up?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, the cool thing about being in Nashville, all the country stars live here. And a lot of times, we just have stories about seeing people out in public, just walking down the street. And you're like, holy cow, there's somebody famous. And so, Raymundo said he saw somebody super nice. Let me give you the situation. See if you can guess who it is.
Okay.
So you're driving your car or what?
Yeah, the old crappy Trailblazer.
He's driving his Trailblazer. What happens?
And I'm on just a slow road. The traffic stopped. It's backed up. It's pretty much rush hour in Nashville.
Okay.
And I'm right next to a murdered out, like we're talking souped up, really nice car. Like awesome car for sure.
Somebody, SUV or car?
Yeah, SUV, okay. Family type vehicle, but very nice. You know it's a legit vehicle.
Okay.
And I'm right next to him and we're stopped and they roll down their window and wave at me.
Okay. Did they know who you were?
They knew through my car and through me, or maybe hearing it on the show, they knew who I was and that I drive a crappy Trailblazer.
And they said, hey, what's
window happening? Down, waved. I waved back, and we talked a little bit about our day because we were stopped in traffic in the middle of the road.
Okay.
Roll your window down type of person.
Think about that there.
Huh.
Who do you think that was?
Hmm.
Oh.
You have your guesses? Okay, let's go. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Tim McGraw. Yeah, family type vehicle, got to drive the kids to school.
Okay. Amy?
Dierks Bentley.
Ooh, Dierks Bentley. I did see Dierks the other day driving an old beat up truck.
Is that his dad's?
I don't know, but it's
someone
a really
he
old truck.
About, right?
Yeah.
It's so just not, an old beat up truck.
It's not murdered out.
Now, Eddie?
My guess is Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Oh,
I've seen him before in public, and he's so nice.
By the way, all three of those guys are super friendly.
Yes.
Raymundo. Hold on. Morgan, number two, do you have a guess here?
Yeah, I think it may be Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett. Okay. Anyone right, Raymundo?
Nobody was right.
Did you look in the car and know who it was?
Yeah.
Immediately?
Yes.
And it was a guy?
Very recognizable. It's a guy.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Is he in a band?
Definitely. I was going to say one of the guys from Little Big Town.
Okay. So you say it could be one of the Little Big Town.
Yeah.
Amy?
Jimmy?
It's not Little Big Town.
Oh, you just said Little Big Town.
Yeah.
I thought you said Lady
Go ahead, Eddie.
Zach Brown.
Oh, Zach Brown. No Amy, way. One more shot.
Nah. Brett Eldridge.
No. He's on the, Brett's Damn. On a band.
He has a band.
No, who is it? It's Charles Kelly from Lady Annabelle.
Oh, I swear to God. Take me downtown
like you got anywhere. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
That's funny.
We played our bands, the Raging Idiots, and we played our show, and they came and jumped on stage with us and played a couple songs. His mic stand, he sings into, is higher than my head, and I'm 6 foot tall. Because he's 6'6 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dave, who when they take the picture together looks small, is 6'2.
Yeah, he's taller than both of us.
The small one is bigger than us.
It's crazy.
Yeah, anyway. Nice guy. Good story.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I was thinking, man, would it have been awkward if the old Trailblazer froze up and the automatic windows didn't work and I had to open the door and talk
hey,
to
man,
him?
Hey, man, it's good to see you. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. In the center of the country, tons of rain, snow, and wet weather. Careful on those roads. In other news, continue to expect long lines at the airport, especially through the TSA checkpoints as you travel this holiday weekend. They're short-staffed with the government shutdown. And finally, make sure you watch the Podcast Awards live tonight on the iHeartRadio Twitter account at 11 Eastern, 10 Central.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Cole Swindell played our Raging Idiots show a couple nights ago, and he played this song, Dad's Old Number.
Sometimes I forget these 10 digits ain't my lifeline anymore. Every now and then I dial them up. Life gets tougher when the Braves score. Sorry about the one ring hangups. Early morning and late night wake ups. It was just me. In case you wonder, you've got Dad's old number.
It's a good song, huh?
Yeah.
Makes me think about when my mom died. I kept her voicemail on my phone forever before I could delete it.
Oh, I have a whole new phone and phone number. So I haven't even canceled my own phone number because I haven't saved the voicemail somewhere other
from your
than
mom.
On that phone. So for 4 years, I have an entire AT&T plan that I'm still paying for.
Because you don't want to lose your mom's voicemails?
Right. I don't know I need to record them somewhere else. I don't even know why.
We can do that here.
Okay.
Like Mike D can call into it from our system and record it. For me, it wasn't even an important voicemail. It was just one that I kept. And
oh, me either. Yeah. Mine, I'm kind of sad she's not even saying any much. She just says, like, hey, Amy, call me. I'm like, say more.
I found your mom's Bible that you guys gave me when she died.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister.
Yeah.
And my mom gave that. Yeah, no, that's crazy. This song is pretty powerful, especially if you've lost someone close. Because, like, and you do weird stuff like that. I didn't know you saved your mom's voicemail. That's weird. Like, my husband was like, we can keep that plan open. Just let me know what you need to do. And I just haven't been able to bring myself to do anything with it. Besides just hold on to an AT&T plan.
I didn't do that. I don't feel like I'm as good a son as you are a daughter, because I was finally like, I can't keep this. Like, I can't keep it on my... So I was like, one day I was like, I have to delete it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess I'll bring it in so that way I can get rid of that plan.
When I was at your house over at Christmas, you had your mom's oven mitts.
Yeah.
And you were burning your hand because you were using them and there were holes in them.
Yeah. And I still use them. But the thing is, I forget the holes have only come in the last year, but they're mitts that she used to use. I remember having them in our house when I was a kid. I mean, and I wash them and dry them or whatever, but I guess they've gotten so worn that there's holes. And for me, I go and I burn them. I think you were over and I was making cookies or something. And I was like, ow. And then I was like, oh, shoot. And I was like, gosh, I really just need to either get rid of these or sew them up or whatever. Burning me is one thing, but we have a nanny that helps with the kids because my husband and I both work. And she's new. And she went into the drawer and pulled it out and she had no idea. And she burnt herself.
Oh, really?
And so that's when I was like, okay, I'm affecting other people.
Well, you have two options. One, you can just save them and put them somewhere. Two, you can actually sew it
back up. Yeah, I know. I need to like, but I need to like take action and fix them because other people are getting hurt. So, I don't know.
Well, that song made me think about you. It made me think about me, too.
Yeah, that song is powerful. Do you have anything you've held on to that your mom had? Besides, not the voicemail, but like something like the oven mitts?
My sister kept everything. I couldn't make myself keep anything. It was difficult. And I was, you know how I do, I just rip it off and act like it didn't happen for a long time. And then it hits me again like a ton of bricks when I go, why was I such a douche? Mm-hmm. And just compartmentalize so much. So my sister has all of the stuff. that we kept. Yeah. Because I was like, get it. I can't do it. I selfishly was like, I can't keep anything out. Done. I just tried to make it not hurt, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think you did the opposite. You were like, give me everything, and you held on to it.
Like, oh, I have
way held on to it, yeah.
Pinky ring right now, yeah. That was part of her. I got her wedding ring. Well, it had a diamond on it, but my sister and I split it. She got the diamond, I got the gold band.
Sounds like a country song about a divorce.
But yeah, it's just, yeah, that's a special song. Cole's got a couple of good ones that just hit you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Sometimes Lunchbox comes in with stories and he's so proud to bring them on the air. What's the story you have today?
72-year-old grandma marries a teen she met at her son's funeral.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, how old's the teen, though?
He's 19.
I mean, it really doesn't matter, but at least that's legal. It's still weird.
Oh, well, yeah, she couldn't get married to him.
She's 53 years older than him.
So wait, she's how old?
72, and she has a grandson that is 3 years older than the guy she married.
Okay, wait, tell me about this. So if she's 72 and he's 19, they met at a funeral?
At a funeral, yes. I guess her son passed away in some way. This teenager knew her son or was friends with her son's kid and went to the funeral, and they met, and they said, instantly we knew. We started hanging out. And they got married.
Wow. Okay, so let's go from the 19-year-old's perspective. That's a... Who's it weirder for, the old lady or the young kid?
The young kid!
Is it, though?
Yes, because she's...
old.
She's seen all walks of life. She knows what's happening to bodies at all the ages. Like, 72, I feel like my body's going to look very, 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 very different. And I...
What's up with that kid, though?
I don't know. I know.
Mm. What if their souls are really in love, though?
Maybe.
And time really doesn't matter.
And they said how they make it work. They are always complimenting each other and kissing. We enjoy our relationship. When you meet the perfect one, that's when you know and you don't want to lose that feeling.
What if they're right?
Yeah,
I know it's weird. It's so weird, but what if they're right?
Compliment more.
I know. I'm looking at a picture. You know what? She does not look 72.
Stop
and he
it.
Doesn't. He doesn't look a day younger than 20.
What age would you put her at?
Still older. She looks about 55. She's a young 72.
Bones, what's the highest you would date age?
72.
No. I'm looking at them kiss right now, and I'm like...
It's weird.
Shocked, but...
Eddie, around my age, Eddie.
Okay. All right, so you're 38?
Yeah, I mean, no more than 5 years older than me, I don't think. I've dated someone that was older than that, though. One person.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you do. She's kind of famous.
Oh, right. Got you.
Amy's looking...
How old is... I just try to... Sometimes whenever we talk about this stuff, I picture you with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, because I've often said that how strong she was and how smart she is.
Yeah
you're like attracted to her.
And how pretty
she
is.
What I like... No, not the physical part. No. What I like... I like really strong, independent women. And someone like Martha Stewart just kind of done her thing. I like that. Oprah, are you kidding me? That's hot.
And Martha Stewart, 77.
Perfect.
But I'm
and
also 38.
37. Yeah,
let's do it, baby.
Yeah.
No. Come
oh my
on.
Gosh. That'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be, I mean.
No, you would not really go out with Martha Stewart. Stop.
Like, yeah, I just got handed the story. The couple made sweet love for the first time on their wedding night.
They didn't say that, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Wait. What? They did it.
Crazy. Well, of course
they're in love.
Amy.
What if she's super rich?
I thought they just kissed.
Like, that's an angle, too. What if she's super rich?
I don't think they look like it's about a money thing.
Guys, she was 71 and he was 17 when they met.
And at least they waited till
she said, she came out and said, look, I'm 71 and you're 17. Am I too old for you? And he squeezed my hand, grinned, and replied, age is just a number.
Well, maybe it is. And she's social security and stuff, too, so...
Yeah, he can save those checks up.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case... I do this constantly. Right. I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter Or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Maren Morris announced her Girl the World Tour with special guests Cassie Pope and Ray Lynn. She also dropped her new single, Girl. Here's a clip.
Girl, won't you stop your breath? I know that you're trying.
And coming up later this morning in the Friday Morning Conversation, Maren Morris will be in studio. So good to have new music from Maren Morris. What else, Morgan number two?
Dan and Shay and Casey Musgraves were announced as performers for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. The show is on February 10th on CBS.
Yeah, good for them. I mean, really good. I love to see my friends like doing big, big things. Like Dan and Shay, it's so cool that they're playing the Grammys. I hope they win. I hope they win a Grammy. I don't even care which one. I wish they'd won a CMA because I think they were shut out because people don't know how to understand them yet. They do things so differently. Not even just like the music, but they put their music in places that really isn't quantified yet. And so they have this humongous following. But they didn't win any awards. I think because the voters are too old and out of touch. And I hope the Grammys are not like that. I hope they win an award. I love Casey Musgraves. My favorite contemporary artist in country music, by the way. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Luke Bryan announced his Sunset Repeat Tour with guests Cole Swindell, John Langston, and DJ Rock.
There you have it. That's a good skinny right there. Thank you, Morgan number two.
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jeff Allen plays for the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL, and last weekend he's driving to his football game when his truck gets stuck in the snow. He's from Texas, doesn't know how to drive in the snow, and he's like, oh no, what am I going to do? I'm going to be late for the game. Well, this guy Dave pulls up and's like, hey, you need some help? Pulls him out of the snow, and Jeff gets to the game. He's like, I never got that guy's name or anything. Takes to Twitter and says, hey, some guy named Dave helped me out in the snow. Can someone find him? Well, they tracked down Dave. It's a homeless guy that lives out of his truck, pulled him out. So Jeff hooked him up with three tickets to the AFC Championship game this Sunday in Kansas City.
Wow, that's
what
funny.
Now, if you're the homeless guy, do you sell those tickets?
Oh, you got to sell them. Right? You have to,
right?
You have
to make money?
Of course.
You got home more than a game. That makes sense. Yes. But I mean...
Well, you gave him three tickets. Sell two and keep one.
Okay.
But
yeah.
No, you don't want to go to the game by yourself.
Maybe you want
to
go.
Yeah, you bring one of your other friends. But anyway, that's a good story.
I mean, that is so awesome.
Because he get $1,000 probably
easily.
Pretty easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
And I bet you they're not bad tickets. When it's a player giving them to you, they get the good seats for their friends and family. Family ain't sitting up in the nosebleeds.
You don't think so?
No.
That's a good story, though. Because the guy may not even have known the guy was a football player.
No, he had no idea. He just goes, man, the guy's from Texas. He doesn't know how to drive in this.
That's a good one.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Memphis, Tennessee. A 28-year-old woman was pulled over by police because her windows were too tinted and she had a mirror hanging from the side. They come and said, ma'am, your tint's a little too dark. We pulled you over. She goes, you think you can pull me over for that? I'm going to call the police on you. So she dialed 911 and said she was being harassed by the police.
And did they come and arrest the police? Did the police arrest the police? Because that would be a nice trick.
No, they arrested her for misuse of 911.
Yeah, I wonder if the same police arrested her for misuse of 911
or
that she called on. Or if new police came.
I mean, he was closest to the location.
Yeah,
so.
Like, it's like, we got one. He's like, oh, I'm already here.
I'm here,
he's
I
like,
got
oh,
it.
That's me, no problem.
I'll take care of
over and out.
Did you guys ever tint your windows, like, when you were in high school? Like,
yeah.
I saved up forever
yeah.
and tinted my Subaru. I thought I was
real dark.
Oh man, I thought it was so cool. And
but legal limit?
I don't think so. I think I was over.
Whoa! Okay.
Well, because somebody just tinted them in the neighborhood.
They're so bad.
It wasn't like, and then it started to bubble.
Oh gosh, the bubble
like
was the worst.
Later. Yeah, yeah, I saved up a long time. All right, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
What better way to start off the new year than with a new game? Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. I want to remind you about the show's favorite mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. That's right, folks. Best Fiends is the puzzle game America's talking about. With 5-star ratings on the Apple App Store and Google Play, you will not want to miss out on all the fun, collecting tons of cute characters, and solving thousands of addictive puzzles. The game has been downloaded millions and millions of times because it's absolutely amazing. I had so many tweets. People go on, I downloaded Best Fiends. It's updated all the time. So there's always something new and exciting to play and explore. It's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And it's the type of game that never gets boring once you play it. And I think once you start playing, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game. So you're going to love it. Do yourself a favor. This new year, go download Best Fiends for free in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. The game is called Best Fiends.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Tonight, the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. I'm hosting that with Charlamagne the God. And so it'll be on the iHeartRadio Twitter. It'll be on a bunch of radio stations. So I hope you check it out tonight. You can watch live at 10 Central, 11 Eastern on the at iHeartRadio account or listen live on the at iHeartRadio app. There you go. So I'm doing that tonight. Did a walkthrough last night. I'm telling you, I went to the doctor, Amy, and did blood work.
Yeah.
Because I've just been feeling off for the past couple weeks. I got all my results back.
Oh, you did? You're supposed to update me.
I don't have anything wrong with me.
Oh, well, that's huge.
In my blood. I have some sort of like creatine imbalance or something that's so small. And he's like, are you taking creatine? I was like, no. He goes, okay, it's really nothing. But I described what I'm going through. Like, I feel weak at times. I wake up in sweats in the middle of the night. And so he said that it's anxiety and it's stress.
Oh.
And that it's crippling me, that I haven't addressed it at all. And he was like, have you ever suffered from PTSD? Because my doctor is still military. And I was like, yeah. He goes, this happens to military guys all the time when they come back home. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I got off of all the medication that I was on for those type of things.
Yeah.
And maybe that's kind of why all this stuff is kind of set back in.
Maybe, because I feel like...
Because I know they prescribe medicine because you need it, right? I'm just so scared to take things because I saw everybody in my family die of things. Like, yeah. That's a big root of it for me. Is that don't want to become addicted to the stuff.
I know. And some of it, I mean, you can't take forever.
I know, but I want to, and I want to take it all the time.
I know.
So, but my blood came back. I'm totally good. I'm healthy as a horse.
So no thyroid or what was it? Listeners,
thyroid disease is what we checked for, and I'm all good. So, I don't know. Like, I felt weak last night. I'm not sleeping right. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Check your hormones.
Yeah, all that.
Mine checked.
My body is right. Even my cholesterol is better, and it wasn't good for a while. So, I don't know what to do. What do you want me to do here?
I don't
know.
He's
like, just take a vacation. And I'm like, what? Who? And then I went to my whole thing, like.
And then that gave you anxiety.
Well, here's the thing, Amy. I'm 38, right? I'm still by myself. And I'm like, am I going to die alone? And he's like, relax. We're working on your blood here.
You know, yeah, he doesn't know that.
Well, I don't have a doctor in town, but now I have a doctor. He's my new doctor.
Okay.
And so I felt the need to kind of fill him in my whole life story.
Oh, God.
So
he sat there and just talked
for a while. I don't know. It's supposed to be like 30 minutes. I think it was like 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, I got to go, man.
No, it was really cool. We had a good time talking. And so, you know, they do the whole thing where they don't believe you at first, or they're asking you questions. He's like, okay, do you smoke? And I was like, I do not. He goes, have you smoked in the past 12 months? I've never smoked anything. He goes, okay, check. He says, when's the last time you had a drink? I was like, never. Really? Never. He's like, okay. And they just don't expect people to have those. I think people lie all the time about that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know, because the options are like never, socially, casual, or alcoholic, basically.
And I'm like, I've never had a drink of alcohol in my life. And it's like, oh, really? Like, yeah. So it went well. I just have to figure out what it is. Like, sometimes I'll be talking and my voice just like crumbles. I don't know. My body feels weird.
Maybe you should just try getting on a little bit to help you through this and then figure it out.
I just need a good woman. That's why The Bachelor is so appealing.
Yeah.
Well, because that's not going to give you any anxiety.
Can you imagine me on that show?
Yeah, actually, I've started to have to.
The girl would get out of the limo and either go, ooh, this is just not for me, Chris Harrison, and get back in the limo.
No, girls want it to be you.
They don't really.
Some, I got an email.
What's the email say?
They said for me to give them a heads up if I found out you're going to be The Bachelor because they want to apply.
Okay.
But they need to know. They don't want to apply if you're not going to be The Bachelor. So it's like, but like I would be able to give inside information.
Let me say this about that. And this will be the only time I say anything about this today. Because there were a couple stories even that came out yesterday about it. About me being the next Bachelor. And then listeners were very upset that I would even consider it. First of all, I wouldn't go on a show if I didn't feel good about what I was doing on the show. I'm not even saying I'm doing it. Not doing it, right? I mean, right this second, it's not happening. But I wouldn't go on a show if I didn't feel like it was good for me. I wouldn't go on and do what they normally do on that show. By the way, I'd have to work too. They'd have to build me a radio studio. I'd have to work from wherever that house is. And I wouldn't go on and just like hook up. Like I would still be me. I would change the show.
Yeah, another person emailed actually about that
what?
You ruined Dancing with the Stars, so now you're going to ruin The Bachelor. Please don't go on.
Dang, they emailed you about that?
Yeah, I got a couple of emails.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
I was taking shots left and right yesterday, from The Bachelor stuff to Lunchbox and Wells Adams getting into it, but Wells saying I was saying stuff. It was a whole thing.
I know. I listened back to that, and I was like, wait a second.
It's like the worst feud ever. Two dopey radio dudes fighting with each other.
Whoa.
I'm not even fighting with Wells. Not you. Nobody even puts Lunchbox in the mix, really. Everybody just blames me. I have no problem with that dude. I'll tell you about it later. But yeah, that's the worst feud ever. Me versus Wells Fargo. Or what's his name? Wells Adams.
I don't know. Sorry. Why'd you say Fargo? You know that.
Because that's the first bang. Wells that comes that's to your name.
I didn't, whatever. We all caught up?
Yes.
See? I'm not healthy. I'm saying the wrong names here.
But you do that with Grocery Store Joe all the time.
Yeah, I don't even call him Grocery Store Joe anymore. I just call him Joe.
Well, I know, but even before you really
that's my best
like,
friend.
I know.
I say that now.
But
that's
before
friend,
y'all
Joe.
Were close, you would call him
like Mall Joe or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restaurant. We were talking to Pharmacy Joe yesterday.
Pharmacy Joe.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The podcast awards are tonight, the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. I will be hosting with Charlamagne the God. You can watch live on Twitter at 10 Central, 11 Eastern on the
iHeartRadio account or listen on the iHeartRadio app, or it's on a bunch of radio stations all over the country too. So that'd be really cool. The BobbyCast is actually up for an award, although I do not think we're going to win.
Why? Why wouldn't you win?
There's some really good music podcasts. You know, and I just think country music isn't as respected as I think it should be. I mean, that's what the BobbyCast is. I bring in country music artists for the most part and talk about the writing process, you know, the behind the scenes stuff. I don't know. Maybe it will, but that's happening tonight. The 10-year challenge. Did you ever do that, Amy, on Facebook or Instagram?
I didn't. Should I? Is it too late?
Well, it's kind of too late now. Oh. I mean, people are still doing it, but you take a picture from 10 years ago and you put it up against where you are now. And people are saying it's a scheme by Facebook to get more data on all of us. You see this?
Well, I did, but I'm like, well, what else would they gather from us? Just what we looked like 10 years ago?
Some experts think it's giving Facebook an opportunity to train their artificial intelligence systems on how we age.
Oh, gotcha.
A business professional at New York University who's an expert in AI says, quote, it presented Facebook with a terrific opportunity to learn, to train their systems to better recognize small changes in how we look and how we age. And what they do, they say there's a lot of ways to exploit it, like an insurance company buying the data from Facebook. They can use it to hike up rates on people who appear to be aging faster than others. So if you had a really bad 10-year picture, and all of a sudden your insurance goes up, that's why.
Dang.
For now, it's just speculation, but I saw it on the news, too. They were saying that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't doubt it.
You know what I'm going to do this weekend? I'm going to Alter Ego, the concert out here.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's like iHeart Country Fest, but for alternative music?
Yes, it's iHeart Alternative.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Alter Ego. And so I'm the biggest Weezer fan, which is a big reason why I wear my glasses like this. Rivers Cuomo and Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Weezer playing?
Yeah. Oh. Weezer's playing. So here's who's playing. Weezer. Maybe you know Buddy Holly, the song. Here you go. Look.
We, you, I know just that Buddy Holly.
That's cool. The Killers are playing.
Nice.
Remember this one right here, Mr. Brightside? Yeah. 21 Pilots is playing. Check this out. They're stressed out.
Back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
And Muse is playing as well.
Oh.
You know the song?
I do.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to go and live my alternative life.
Yeah.
I think it's so tonight's podcast awards and Saturday night is Alter Ego.
Look at you.
I know. I know. I'm going to go jam out. I don't know.
That's just I like all those songs a little bit, but like it's not my wheelhouse. Like I don't know. I'm proud of you for going though.
Yeah, I thought I would just stay an extra night and go to the show.
Yeah. It's like I'm getting out there.
I'm going with the girl.
What girl?
One I used to date a little bit.
She into that.
She isn't. We're just going as friends now. What?
Is she into alternative music?
I don't know. Either she's into that or me, one of the two.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Because either she's a really big Muse fan or you're her Muse.
Oh, nice. Good one, Amy.
That's funny, Amy. All right.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter. Or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop boop 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This old lady, 96 years old, was driving a car, and it's always crazy to me when these cars break down on railroad tracks. Like, of all the places in all the world for your car to actually die. On a railroad track. Right, Amy? Isn't that crazy?
No, I mean, it just seems like, what are the odds?
She's driving. The car dies on the tracks. Two Good Samaritans and a police officer run over, and seconds before the train crashes into the car, they pull her out of the car. She's 96 years old. Lombard police officer, Dan Herrera, saw the vehicle was stuck. He jumped out of his car to help, as did the other strangers as well. Steve and Justin, they ran over. They grabbed her. The train's coming around the corner. It's like from a movie.
Yeah. Because it's like, what are the odds to get stuck on the tracks, and then what are the odds the train's coming?
And what are the odds your car dies, too?
And then what are the odds you have people that are right there to rescue you?
And then what are the odds we're reading it on the air, you know? But yeah, it really, it's an amazing story. And also, what are the odds that you live to be 96? That we forgot about that part. So good for them. They saw it. They jumped into action. They risked their life, too, because the train was coming. But that's good. They cared for her safety. She couldn't walk well with her cane, and less than 10 seconds later, the train smashed into her car. Now they're being recognized as heroes. So I love that. Shout out to them. But man, how unfortunate to break down on the train tracks. All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Just moments away from Maren Morris in studio. Raymundo, is she here?
Yep.
She is here. Okay. Let's get the morning corny from Amy, and then we will hear from Maren Morris. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Often compared to Maren Morris.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you guys look a lot alike.
Vocally.
Oh, no, no, not vocally. No,
oh,
no, no.
Okay.
All right, here's the corny.
The morning corny.
What did one toilet say to the other?
What did one toilet say to the other?
You look flushed.
Nah, come on, that's a good one. We've been nailing them lately, Amy. Come on. All right, there you go.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Maren Morris.
There she is. Come on in. Maren Morris, everybody. Walk in the studio.
There she is.
I feel like I just saw everyone.
Yeah, it's been a couple months, huh?
Yeah.
Does that mean we're too much? When someone says, I feel like I just saw you, it should be like, I haven't seen you forever.
It's a good thing. I need to see more of you guys.
You good?
I'm so good. My God.
It's like,
it's happening.
I know, right?
Yeah, this is like the first time I've really talked about it, so.
I'm going to play a little bit of the song, girl. You could, if you want to hear it, your headphones right there.
Girl, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's going to be okay, baby.
It's like a new person exists now. Your second record, this is like now you.
Yeah, new baby.
How exciting is that to hear that the world gets to hear it?
It's like really amazing. I feel like I did a lot of soul diving to get this song written. And I've heard it a thousand million times in the last year. But to have it being played like for everyone now is just such a release. And I'm really proud of it. I feel like it's what I needed to say to myself when I wrote the song. And then it feels really timely just to put it out now because it's just, it's medicinal. I feel like it has a good message behind it. And it's sort of a therapeutic song. That's the intention behind it.
Tell me what you're saying in this song.
Well, the whole song started out as me addressing another woman and like, why are we competing against each other? This is so stupid. And then I realized, like, I don't think I'm talking to anyone else but myself right now. I'm talking to me. And it was sort of a come to Jesus moment for myself. Like, why am I competitive? Why am I like so critical of myself? It's just, you know, human things that we deal with. It's just so annoying, but we have to tackle them. And I realized, like, the whole chorus where it's like, everyone's gonna be okay. I was telling that to myself. And that's how it kind of fell out.
Do you have anywhere you listen to these songs when they're done so you can go, yeah, this is it? Like, you have a special place or a special speaker that you hear it?
This is gonna sound so stupid and annoying and bougie, but I just got a Tesla a couple months ago. And I listen with my husband, my friends, and just kind of litmus test the production. But honestly, like, all the final mixes of this album I was listening to in that car.
Yeah. And Ryan, your husband, was saying that you would go in the car
because
you love the sound system and you could hear like all the instruments, and that's where it felt the best.
Yeah, I would like take a cup of coffee and I'd be like, all right, babe, I'll be back in like 45 minutes. And I would just go out to the car and I'd have like neighbors walking by, wondering if I'm okay in there. But I'm just like sitting on our street listening to every song top to bottom. And that's honestly like the final time I approved all the mixes, is sitting in the driver's seat listening.
So you have 5 Grammy nominations, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It is.
Not that it's you doing it, but just that it's a real thing. Because it's always on TV. People do crazy things on TV our whole life growing up.
Yeah. It was like amazing to get those nominations, especially for a year where it's sort of an off cycle for my album. I'm ramping up for the new album. But yeah, to have nominations for The Middle and Dear Hate and Mona Lisa's, that was just like such a shock. And I know everyone says that, but it really was a shock. I wasn't expecting to get a nomination for Dear Hate or, you know, an Elton John rendition that I created. But it's really humbling. I think the Grammys have always looked at things outside of the box. And I'm excited for this year. All my friends are nominated too, which is cool.
Did when The Middle comes out and it blows up?
Oh, baby!
And that opened you up to so many people, right? They probably would have never been able to find you, that are now fans of yours because the song is on pop radio.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And universally, like, the world has heard The Middle. So I got a lot of fans in regions I had never gotten to visit before, like South America and New Zealand and Australia, places like that, Mexico City. So it was crazy to play a live show for an audience that, you know, doesn't even speak English as their primary language, and to really react to that song. They were singing so loud. It was awesome.
That's got to be crazy, right? Like, you're singing in English. They don't speak English, but they know the words back in English.
Yeah, that's kind of a crazy thing about, you know, pop music, is that it is so accessible on every level, no matter the language. I mean, you could go to Japan, you could go wherever, and it those people just, they devour that kind of music. And I remember in South America, I was talking to some journalists, and I was like, so in country music, who do you guys love down here? And they were like, well, we don't get a ton of it, but we love Shania Twain and Dolly Parton, and we love Taylor Swift. And I was like, okay, and Carrie Underwood. Like, those, it's all women that they mentioned, which was cool. I'm trying to, like, yeah, definitely open myself up to touring all over. And the middle has helped launch that in a big way.
Where do you play that in your set now?
The very end.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know if I'll always do that, but, you know, it being almost a year old, it's just such a, like, banger at the end of the set. I usually do, like, My Church and then the middle, and it's, like, the most fun transition. And, I mean, like, I remember at the iHeart Awards, you saw that, and you were like, everyone was singing
it. Oh, it was the first time you had played it, I think, was at the festival.
It was.
That, like, as your full band.
Yeah, it was the first time I played it live.
It was crazy. Everybody was singing the song. The people that came to watch you and the people who were there to watch whomever else, but everyone knows that song.
It's crazy.
Didn't it come out on the Target commercial last year in the Super Bowl?
Yes. No, it wasn't the Super Bowl. It was at the Grammys. They aired the music video, which was with Target, and then it was in the Target campaign for spring. So that was cool. And to have it nominated for a couple Grammys is really cool, because I think the Grammys have always been about, like, diversity and, like, collaborations and making these, like, Grammy moments that are unexpected, and that song kind of represents what they're about. So it's cool.
So I was watching your Instagram, and you do these things, and you did these things. I think you were maybe overseas, and you put headphones on everyone, and you let them all listen to, was it your whole record or just the new song?
It was like 7 or 8 songs from the new record.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, if I'm going to bring everyone there, I'm not just going to play one song. I definitely, like, wanted them to get a good morsel of the album.
Are you watching their faces? It's always weird for me when someone goes, here, listen to my music. I'm going to watch you listen to my music.
Right.
Because I'm like, what do I do with my face? Yeah. Do I bob up and down? What if I bob it too much?
Yeah. No, I felt like kind of creepy watching their faces, but it was so sweet. Like, in every crowd has been different, and we've only done 2, but we did London and then we did Dallas, and then we're going to do a couple more. And like, London is so polite, and they're just really listening and taking in the lyrics, but you can tell that they're into it. And then Dallas was like way more rambunctious, and no, it was cool. And you can tell in each region which song really speaks to them. And they were different in each city, which songs, like, really lit them up. So it's interesting.
How do people get invited to that? Or how do you pick who gets to come into the house? Wherever you are.
Good question. I, like, officially started my fan club, you know, going into this album 2 phase. And I just had everyone, like, sign up who wanted to sign up. And then we, in the region that we were doing the listening event, we just sent out, like a, not like sweepstakes, but something like that, where you sign up, and we had like 30 people admitted from that pool, and just invited them to, like, an Airbnb in London. And my friend made food for everyone. They made, like, hot chicken. So it was kind of like Nashville to London.
Yeah.
And we just did a little silent disco and did, like, a Q&A afterwards. And it was a really small, like, London flat, so it felt really intimate, but everyone just got to, like, talk about the songs. And it was really cool, because I am such a fan of my fans, and I want to give them something special, because it has been so long since I've released, you know, my own new music. And we've had a blast at these. I can't wait to do a couple more.
So a new record, I'm assuming, is going to come this year. Do you know when, or does it depend on how fast the song moves? You don't have to say when. Do you know when?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a date. You know, I think that there's so much validity in waiting for a song to, like, reach critical mass. But for me, this really has been about, like, it's been almost 3 years since I put Hero out. I really just...
Wow, 3 years.
Well, this June, yeah. So I was like, I can't let it hit the 3-year mark without putting a new record out.
You're like a whole different person.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And what's funny is some people will only now start to get your record. You know, they may buy your record 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it came out three years ago in June, that means you were writing it way before that. 4, 5, 6 years, even some of it that long back.
Yeah. I mean, like, Drunk Girls Don't Cry has got to be, like, 6 years old. So I'm ready more than anyone to put this new stuff out. But, yeah, I know the date of the album release. It's not very far off, and a tour and all that fun stuff. So I'm ready. I'm ready for 2019. And this music is like, I do feel like a different person. I'm still myself in a lot of ways. Like, I still am very much a feisty Texan. And then at the same time, I think I've softened up a bit just from being in the spotlight for several years. And also being married and kind of taking those walls down with the material I write. I do feel different. I feel like more of a grown up, and I would say this music is more grown up, but it's still like, it's not taking itself too seriously.
Do you have any cool Instagram friends that, we'll say famous Instagram friends, that you like talk with on Insta stories to send you messages back and forth that we'd be like, that's totally cool?
John Mayer.
Yeah, he'll comment on some of your stuff.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, we're not like close, but no, I mean, there are several, you know, people that I've always looked up to as a musician that have taken an interest in what I've done artistically, and that's super cool.
If you put up a funny Insta story, they'll be like, hey, that's funny, or something like that.
I don't know if it was that, but it was like more music based. But yeah, him. I'm trying to think.
I usually only comment when you post things about The Office. I'll be like, love that episode.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I recently like deleted Instagram and Twitter off my phone just until the single comes out, because I just wanted a break. Like, I didn't want to go into this new phase with any cloudiness. And, you know, I love Instagram and I love talking to fans. But when you are like comparing yourself to people's highlight reels all the time, it's it gets to you. And so I think it's like perfectly healthy to like unplug for a week or so, or however long. And it's been nice to like not check it every single hour.
When I went to this therapy thing called Onsite, and they took my phone, I was like, this is going to suck. Because they were like, we have your phone for 5 days and nothing you can do. You don't get a phone. And I was like,
I've
this
heard
is gonna
that.
But about two thirds into the first day, you're like, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Nothing is there. You're not worried about who's emails, Instagram.
Right.
But then you get it back, you eat it up again. You're like, this is amazing. I get my phone back. It's the greatest day ever of my life.
Did you have anxiety getting it back? Like, you're like, oh
I
my
didn't
God,
want it back.
I'm gonna open all these apps up again and it's going to be like mayhem.
Well, I thought I was going to be way cooler than I was. I was like, I'm going to have so many text messages. People are going to be like, where you been? And I was like, two. It was like one of those that goes, your bill's due. And that was one of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm not that
well,
cool.
Well, we knew you were gone.
Yeah, but still, like, not everybody did. I didn't say everybody. I'm going into therapy.
You wanted to light up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it, dude. I went skiing last week, and all my friends, all my high school friends I was on this ski trip with, they were like, you know, posting pictures of all of us like skiing. And I was just, you know, the one in the living room that wasn't on Instagram all night. And I was like, oh, I kind of miss it. Should I re-download it? And then I was like, no, I'm enjoying myself. We're like hanging out. I'm learning to do a new thing. So it's been nice. Like, very refreshing, but I do miss like checking in on my friends and like what they're up to. I feel like I missed a lot of like song releases, because that's like how you know things now is Twitter or Instagram. Like, oh, my friend just released something. I should probably go listen to that.
So you skied for your first time ever?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. We went to Tahoe at Heavenly, and it was gorgeous. We skied for like 4 days, and it was, you know, I'm a beginner, so the first day was just like ski school with all the children, and it was really fun. Like, I am 28, and I've never been skiing. I've never even seen snow. Like, Texas is just, you know, it's ice or nothing. So I just adored it up there. And I did have like one panic attack, which I think is like, you know, allowed for the first week you ski. But no, it was awesome. I loved it. And just like getting off a slope, going to the bar, and just après skiing. I had the best time.
I've never been skiing.
I know.
Amy
I want
goes.
Bobby
Amy's
to go.
Amy's a skier.
You should go. I think you would really love it.
I'm afraid I'm going to tear all the muscles. And my muscles are not
as strong as they used to be.
Yeah.
Like when I get sore now, I think I'm injured.
You look like you're in great shape.
I think I'm in pretty good shape, but man, when I get sore, it's just not the same.
Yeah. We had to stretch a lot. Bodies were wrecked. Yeah. So it's like green, blue, and then black diamond slopes, and green's the easiest. And I was on greens all day, and then my friends are like, you could totally do a blue slope. This one's super easy too. And I was like, okay, sure. And I'm feeling confident because I hadn't fallen all day. I get on the blue and it is like a vertical slope down. And yeah. I'm like crying into my mask because I'm so scared. And Ryan, you know, God love him, he's trying to be really sweet and like tell me what to do to get down. But that only enrages you more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was about to say, now that I know Ryan was there and he's really good at skiing. Yeah. So did y'all fight? That one of my husband and I didn't start skiing until I married him. We married 12 years, so it was about 12 years ago. I started really skiing, and one of our worst fights ever is us on the slope, almost in this exact predicament where he's trying to coach me along, and I'm so scared, and I'm just, get away from me! Crying and screaming.
I said, I can't believe you told me this was easy. Like, I'm never doing this again. Like, just being so dramatic. But you're scared. You're physically scared. And I was like, okay, I can either take my skis off and walk down this effing mountain,
yes,
or get the toboggan guy to come get me, which would be super shameful at this point. Or just ski really slowly down and turn and turn and turn. And he's like coaching me and being very sweet. But at that point, I'm just like, this is done.
Yeah,
like,
get me to
the hot tub and I'm never doing this again. But I went the next day. It was fine.
Have you seen the tidying up show on Netflix yet with the girl who tidied?
I've seen the picture. I haven't watched it.
Up on the main part of the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah. You still haven't seen it either, huh?
No, not yet.
Let's do this then. Let's do what's your go-to. Are you ready? I'll give you something. You tell me what your go-to is.
I love
is.
When we talk about Netflix.
Oh, that's all I do. And I'm afraid people don't watch the stuff that I watch.
Yeah.
What have you seen?
So I just started watching Narcos Mexico.
So good.
So good.
Is it?
I've watched all the Narcoses, yes.
I haven't watched the first one, but the Narcos Mexico, I was like really interested because I've been to Mexico and I wanted to know more about like the Mexican cartel.
Yes.
And it's a crazy story.
I don't know how far along you're in, but El Chapo makes an appearance as a young...
Is that the El Chapo?
It's the El Chapo.
Okay.
And I'm so this is before he makes his rise.
Yeah.
So then he starts off low.
Yeah, he's like a driver.
Like make his way up. And then you've got, well, El Chapo's on Netflix. You need that. It's dubbed over in English.
Yeah.
Like
Spanish.
The show El Chapo. She got obsessed with these drugs.
Yes.
She likes gangs and drugs and things she would never be involved in ever.
Yeah, like
I like true crime. I get it.
Did you watch The Innocent Man on Netflix?
I have gotten like an episode in and then I think I got distracted, but
it's
good?
It's so good.
Okay. Yeah, you have to get into it.
That's
good.
It's only six episodes. The guy, Dean Koontz, or who is it?
It's
John Grisham.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's his only nonfiction book.
Right.
And it's
yes.
in Ada, Oklahoma, where Blake Shelton's from. And I've been to that little town. There's nothing there, and like two people were murdered, and it's really good.
Yeah, okay, I need to keep going. I've watched Narcos Mexico, and then the one that I'm like, I laugh the hardest. Like last night I was crying. It was one of those, I got like a bug of laughing and couldn't stop. It was Friends from College, which is like the guy from Key and Peele, Key is in it. And it's like all these actors and it's just these friends that are like now in their 40s and they are really codependent on each other and they've been friends since college. And the humor is just so... It's like my style of humor. But yeah, I would recommend Friends from College.
Have you seen The Good Place? Do you watch The Good Place?
Mm-mm.
The first two seasons are on Netflix. It's super funny. If you like The Office and Parks and Rec, you'll love The Good Place. Anything else that you watch?
No, I feel like if she hasn't seen the first Narcos, she needs to, because Pablo Escobar.
The first one's good.
The first one's so good.
I kind of burnt out on the second one, but the first one's really good.
Yeah. Well, I noticed in one of the Narcos Mexico episodes that he's in an episode.
Yes.
Because Pablo Escobar is?
Well, yeah, the Mexican cross paths. Dude, I don't know where you are in it, but they end up making
love
a deal together. No, it's strictly a marijuana-based business at first, and then he gets into cocaine,
Columbia.
And that's when he gets into the, which is Pablo.
Right.
And
is he Bird Box?
Yes, yeah. What,
did you see it before the hype, during the hype, or kind of after?
I guess after, because it was the new year. Watched it.
And how'd you feel?
Okay, I was very hooked. I thought it was a little too long. It was like
over
2 hours.
Yeah.
And there's only I loved the beginning because it was really intense and creative, and I liked the ending. But there was only so many scenes of like her in a blindfold falling in the woods that I could take. She's like, boy. Like, how many scenes of that? But I really liked it.
I liked it, too. I liked it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to run this down. What's your go-to coffee order?
I really like almond milk lattes.
Your go-to karaoke song?
I love Wannabe, the Spice Girls. Or Halo, Beyonce. That's always been my karaoke song.
When you go in, do you kill it? And people are like, oh, she must be a singer. Or do you go in and just be goofy?
I mean, Spice Girls, you're kind of goofy. But I remember doing Beyonce and at Santa's Pub like 5 or 6 years ago. And that's how I became friends with the Osbournes. John and TJ, like, they were all at Santa's Pub. And I was like, they don't know I sing, and so I'm going to do this Halo song. And then everyone was like, it was like a record stopping. But, yeah, that's my go-to.
Go-to song when you're feeling sad.
You say you've had too much. What's that one?
Everybody Hurts.
Everybody Hurts. It's like the quintessential.
Sometimes. Yeah, I nailed it. That's my song.
That's your karaoke song?
That's my, when I'm happy, sad, karaoke.
Okay.
Everywhere I go.
That would be hilarious if you did that at karaoke.
Pizza topping.
I love like anything spicy, probably jalapenos and like pepperoni.
One more. How about place to write? What's your go-to? Where's your go-to place to write?
I have a hard time writing at my house, so probably anywhere that's more of like a designated writing area. I love, like, you know, publishing houses that are well decorated and vibey.
Like, I have to get out of my room to create because that's, I get comfortable.
Yeah.
So I would never be able to work from home.
No, me neither. I remember, like, I did some online college courses and I was like, I can't do this. I'm not self-motivated enough to do this.
Well, Maren Morris, so happy you have a song out because that means more songs are coming.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You know, thank we're all you. Big fans here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, look at this. You guys have been so good to me.
Girl. Won't you stop your crying? And as soon as you get that record ready, let us know. Come back. You can
I will.
Do whatever you want. You play the whole thing. We'll just go home. You just take over.
We'll
play
do
the whole thing.
All right. Silent disco.
Maren Morris, everybody. There she is. And congratulations on your iHeartRadio Award nominations.
Thank you. Yeah. That was such a cool thing to hear last week.
All right. Well, Amy, anything you want to say before we let her go?
No.
She's got many things to do.
I know. She's very busy.
She's very busy.
I'd say not really.
I have no idea what she's doing.
Well, it looks like, I mean, you look very beautiful for early in the morning.
Do you get free clothes?
Thank you.
Do cool people send you free clothes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's the kind of level I want to be on, where I just get free clothes.
Yeah.
I got one suit one time.
I'm all about free stuff because I really don't like shopping.
I don't like paying for stuff. It's not about shopping.
Just paying.
I don't like paying for stuff.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
All right, Maren Morris, we'll let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there she is.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I thought we would bring in our girl group, which is Amy, my co-host, Morgan, number two, the head of digital, and Hillary, who is still the phone screener, but not for very much longer because she just got promoted. And let's play their intro song. Here you go. Welcome to the studio, girls.
Hey. Hi. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Amy, tell everybody something about yourself real quick.
Oh, you know me. Just the oldest one of the group, 37. Got two kids, 8 and 11. Picking them up from school later.
There it is. There she is, Amy, everyone. There she is. All right, Morgan, number two, tell everybody something about you.
I am 25 years old. I really like to eat sweets, and I am newly single.
Newly single. There she is.
Yes.
There she is. And Hillary, go ahead.
I'm Hillary. I'm 26. I am very single, and I love Chick-fil-A.
There's the. I think that went from one person to the next. I think Morgan number two said Chick-fil-A last time, and Hillary said it this time. Okay, that's our girl group here. Here's the story for you guys on the panel. What's something on guys you find attractive that really other people don't? Okay? And I'll run it by you. I saw a thread of people talking about some things they find attractive on guys that most other people don't. And some of these bode well for me, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I'll give you an example. Number two, skinny guys. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to agree with it. I'm just giving you a couple examples.
Oh, no, I mean, skinny's not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, here's a weird one. Guys under 5'5".
Interesting.
You can say yes or no if you do or not.
Oh, I mean, no, not.
No?
No.
Okay. Let's go to something that you may find attractive on guys that other people don't. Let's go to Amy first. Amy?
Well, I feel like other people like it, but I'm very attracted to biceps.
You know, I would say most women are attracted to muscles. Yeah.
But biceps.
Okay.
In particular.
You know what? I accept it. I accept it. There we have it.
Thank
Come on.
You.
Thanks. There we go. All right. Hillary.
This is a tough one. I don't know. Everybody likes taller guys, I feel like, but yeah, taller. I don't know.
I thought she was going to say toes.
We have these girls just like the normal thing. You guys are so disappointing in this. Like things that, for example, tooth gaps.
Okay.
No winners on that one?
No, I mean, okay. I can see that.
Morgan, number two, what do you think?
If we're going odd here,
yes.
I would say dimples and eyebrows.
But dimples are so cute. And eyebrows are on everybody.
But they have like nice toned eyebrows.
I like it, guys.
Wild eyebrows.
I know that if this is not a thing to say, but if they have a lot of money, I like that.
What? Nobody said that.
But you're picking muscle.
Like, okay, sorry.
Thing.
You wanted one of us to be like, well, we're really attractive.
I love a good I love a good shaped heel. You know, something weird.
Okay, well...
I'll give you the top five.
Okay.
Number five, guys under 5 foot five.
Okay.
Do you guys like that or no, girls?
No.
That doesn't bother me because I'm 5 foot. So
well, yeah,
I could.
Okay, so Morgan number two is fine, yeah. But I personally would like you to be as tall as me or taller.
Okay. Number four, dad bods.
No.
No.
Liars.
Hillary? No, not really.
Okay.
Number three, redheads.
Okay, I've dated this reddish header. Reddish.
But did you like it? Like, is it turn you on?
I mean, I really liked him.
Yeah, but was it? Did you like the redhead? Did that make it better?
No, I mean, it's more like strawberry blonde, but...
Morgan number two, Hillary, anything?
No, I don't think so. I come from a family of redheads, so I don't mind red hair.
Skinny guys versus guys with muscles.
I can't have a guy skinnier than I am. If they're bigger than me, I'm good.
Yeah, like Chris Jansen comes in here and I'm like, his pants would not even fit me.
Shots fired for no reason on our boy Jansen.
I know. Chris knows this. I say that to him. Him and his wife, his wife will say, like, it's crazy. She's like, I probably couldn't even wear his jeans.
Okay, what do you consider me?
Skinny. But you're muscular. Oh, you're...
Muscular?
You go with the seasons, you know?
Yeah, I'm
it depends.
You're seasonal. I have seasonal body?
Yeah. Well, D&C the star season, you got really, really skinny. But you're still very toned and...
Check it out.
Okay, look, you're still strong.
You think of that muscle. Is that a muscle or is that just a skinny muscle?
That's a muscle.
Thank you very much. You like that biceps that turn you on?
Stop.
Oh, okay. And then number one, a voice. A good voice.
A good voice.
I don't think that's
makes
odd,
it
though.
Good. What makes it a good voice? I mean, as long as he doesn't talk like this.
Like Lunchbox is a bad voice.
Like Lunchbox. Do you like his voice?
No. I have a absolute women. Listen, guys. Women drool when they hear my voice. They're like, wow, that is attractive.
Okay.
Because it's very deep.
We're all women. You're talking right now, and nobody's drooling.
It's very deep and very manly, and women like a manly
voice. Does your wife
voice.
Like that Lunchbox you talked to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Voices are interesting to me. Like when Mike Tyson talks, I'm always shocked.
He'll be at the Podcast Awards tonight.
He will?
I'll tell him, yeah.
No, by the way.
The Podcast Awards, you can watch live at 10 Central, 11 Eastern on the at iHeartRadio account, Twitter, Instagram. Twitter, maybe, is where it is. Okay, cool. What else? Scars. What do you think about scars?
I like scars. Do they have a story?
I have a huge scar on my stomach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And yours has a good story.
It has quite the story, baby. Yeah. I told you with my voice.
No, don't try to have my voice. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why.
That's not your voice.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, Lunchbox, you do have a deep voice,
exactly.
But oftentimes you yell.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, well, I would say you guys are pretty stereotypical on what you like, and that's okay.
Yeah, you wanted us to like,
I wanted
love
you to like
webbed
weird.
Feet or something.
Yeah, now we're talking. Or like a sixth knuckle. You know, it's so hot when a guy's a sixth knuckle. No, none of that. Or a web tongue.
Or a third nipple.
Yeah, now we're talking. Okay, good. okay, well, let's play our girl group out. Thank you for your time. Morgan, number two, our head of digital. Hillary, our phone screener for now. And Amy, my co-host. There you go. Thank you, girls. Thank you very much.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com
/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman was pregnant. She had a baby, but during her pregnancy, her body swelled up so much she wasn't able to wear her wedding ring. Then she gave birth, had the baby, so she thought, well, maybe I can put my ring on. So she forced the ring on her finger. Only problem is her finger can't get it off. Well, her finger started to swell and then it turned blue really quickly. And when she realized the ring was not coming off, she called 911 for help. So the fire department arrived quickly, got to work on her ring. While they were working on it, her newborn baby woke up. So they helped feed the baby.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Then they cut her ring off. But then a second fireman crew showed up because they were like, hey, y'all need more help. And they decided to shovel her walkway. And then they let the dog out as well.
Come on. Was this done to get on this segment? Did they do all this? Like, be sure to send this in to Bobby Bones Show.
No, but her ring was cut off. Which is a bummer.
That's on her. You know what? She saved her hand. She saved her finger.
Mm-hmm.
Her sidewalk got shoveled. Her baby got fed.
Yeah.
Pretty good story, if you ask me.
I know. It's like, yeah, that's good. She did all that just to get some of that work done.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
So in Raleigh, where our show is, we have a client, Crossroads Ford. And I got a message from our people at Crossroads Ford letting us know that one of their employees saved a life while on the job. This girl named Kim, who works there, was following up on a lead on a customer about a new car. You know how you like, hey, I'm looking for a new car. Here's my number. That kind of thing, Amy?
Yeah.
So whenever she called her, the woman said, I think I'm having a heart attack. I need to go. So she hangs up. Then the girl from Crossroads Ford calls 911 and told them who she had spoken to and the address they had on file. The paramedics got to her house. She was having a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
They said had Kim not called 911, that the girl probably wouldn't have made it.
Wow.
And so she was taken to the hospital and is doing well. How about that?
That's really insane.
Right. And so, yeah. So Kim Balsamo, who works at Crossroads Ford. Wait, look at this. Come on.
Yes.
That's amazing right there. Because you know what? The worst thing that could happen is she's like, no, I'm okay. And that's the end of it. But you should always check on people. I love that. I do love that one. Do you guys want to play the one-line TV plot game?
Yeah.
Amy, you're up first. Ready?
Okay.
Six 20 to 30-something-year-olds living in Manhattan. What TV show is that?
Friends.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
A sheriff wakes up from a coma to learn the world is in ruins, and he must lead a group of survivors to stay alive.
Oh, that's The Walking Dead.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Come on. Eddie.
Come on.
A family deals with various misadventures, many of them caused by their pesky, nerdy next-door neighbor.
Oh, that for sure is Home Improvement.
Incorrect. Wilson wasn't a nerd on a Home Improvement,
no.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Amy, did you know what that was?
Yes, Family Matters.
Yeah, Urkel. Yeah, Urkel. I'm sorry, Eddie. Yes. Oh. Amy, ready?
Yeah.
A beautiful woman moves into an apartment across the hall from two brilliant but socially awkward physicists.
Big Bang Theory.
Yes, it is. Yes,
wow,
it is.
Amy.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
A high school chemistry teacher turns to manufacturing and selling drugs.
Oh, it's Breaking Bad.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Eddie.
Come on.
A widowed broadcaster raises his three children with the assistance of two friends.
Broadcaster. Oh, Full House.
There you go. There you go. All right, Eddie's still in the game.
Wow.
Eddie's still in the game. Amy, ready?
Yep.
When a young boy disappears, his mother, a police chief, and his friends must confront terrifying forces to get him back.
What?
What TV show is that? When a young boy disappears, his mother, a police chief, and his friends must confront terrifying forces to get him back.
Oh, Stranger Things?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Amy.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
A financial advisor drags his family from Chicago to Missouri, where he must launder $500 million.
Yeah. Ozark.
There you go. There you have it. There you have it. All right, Lunchbox and Amy are now tied. We will now do a tiebreaker.
Oh.
So did we say our name?
Or the first one, no.
Okay.
Ready? Write your answer down.
Oh, write it down this time.
The survivors of a plane crash are forced to work together in order to survive on a deserted tropical island.
Come in.
I am in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Gilligan's Island.
No.
I just
that was a boat. Yeah, they were on a boat.
Dang it!
Yeah. Amy.
Lost.
There you go. There's our winner. There she is. There she is. Okay, Amy, you're the big winner. There she goes. Yes.
Speech.
Wow, I didn't miss one.
None. You nailed that game.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, normally I miss like half or more.
Did you guys know Raymundo's going on Adult Spring Break? Have you guys heard this?
What?
No.
Raymundo's our audio producer. Raymundo, how old are you?
Yeah, 33.
And some say he still lives like a 19-year-old, but he wants to go on Adult Spring Break. He just told me, and he asked for some days. What do you think? Raymundo, what are you going to do?
Well, it's like 10 people, girls, guys, bunch of us, couple days. It's not a whole week. And it's not like we're taking shots, we're doing beer bongs. All we're really doing is going out, we're going to go chill at the beach, and this is us just sitting in some lawn chairs, enjoying the spring break, actually seeing what goes on. Sure, there's probably going to be some wet t-shirt contests and stuff like that. It's Fort Lauderdale, but at the same time, it's like adult spring break, baby. Like, why not? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like all that just shifted in that one second because, you know, it's not going to be, and by the end of it, it's like, why not?
But how crazy, honestly, can we get in a couple days? My friends taught me into it, and I think it's almost just kind of a trend. Adult spring break. So what if you're not in college anymore? You can still party.
But you're going to be like the old weird people at spring break.
Yeah, that, all.
I was telling my buddies, I was like, I think we probably could maybe be the oldest people there. But at the same time, if we're not in the heart of it with all the kids doing the party and stuff like that, we're just hanging back. So it's cool to do it. It's not that big of a deal.
If you're not going to be in it, why are you going? I mean, if when is this, Raymundo?
In March, just really when all the colleges head down there. It's okay. Pretty much the same time.
All right, there you go. We'll check in later and find out more about that.
So wait, he'll get off work?
Well, Raymond and I will talk about it, you know?
Well, I mean, that's I didn't know if he would, like, give us call. I like when he calls in with live updates.
Maybe that's a part of the segment, you know? Maybe it is.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case... I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com
That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Salary.com just did its annual study on how much stay-at-home moms should be paid based on all the jobs they do during the day. Everything from teaching the kids, cleaning, cooking, everything. Okay. And it's up $5,000 from last year.
Go ahead.
Basically, they should be paid $162,000.
Well, I'd like to put in for a raise for them. Is that possible? Can we get them a raise from that?
Sure.
I know. Apparently, moms do 34 different jobs. Stay-at-home moms.
Okay.
Ooh, do working moms make more?
You know, I don't think you have all the time to dedicate to
that's
doing
true.
All the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So, what else you got?
Okay, well, are you addicted to social media?
I would have said yes until it was taken away from me, and I spent some time off of it, and it really didn't bother me that much. I think because it's part of my job, I do it a lot, but no, I don't think I'm addicted, oddly.
Well, the University of Michigan did this whole thing, and they concluded that people that are addicted to social media engage in the same kinds of behaviors of those that are addicted to hard drugs. I really, when I read this, I thought, okay, we're headed to a time where it's like people are going to be in rehab and it's like, what are you in for? And it's like social media.
Well, they have that video games.
Oh, they do?
Like video game rehab. Like it's already started to be a thing, yes. As much as I'm on social media, especially Insta stories, when I don't, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't post on Instagram for 3 days.
I used to
think I was addicted.
Apparently, there's just like a bad decision-making pattern that comes along with all of that. And it's like social media is falling along with people that abuse opioids, cocaine, and meth.
Again, those things can kill you. Social media will just not get you as many likes, you know? We're all right. What else you got?
Okay. It's Friday, so I thought some people might be going on some dates this weekend. So I have what to text after a first date. Five examples of what to say.
Okay. You know what I would say? Hey, that was fun. Let's do it again sometime. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Was that on the list?
Yeah, it is on the list. It says here, if you had a great time on the date, tell her.
Yeah, I would. Or I would be like, hey, you left your shirt over here.
Oh, smooth.
Please. No.
Nah, just
she'll
kidding.
Be like,
never
that's not mine. I didn't take it off.
She was like, why does it have a Cubs or a Razorback on it? Yeah, what else?
Also, you could text to just make sure she got home safely.
You know what? I'm not really into that.
Why? What if y'all Ubered and met? Because it's first date. Maybe y'all didn't pick each other. You didn't pick her up.
Yeah, but again, if someone goes, hey, did you get home okay? I don't feel like that's a sincere ask.
Right, because it's like if they didn't get home
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, then they're not answering.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my thing. Like, if they didn't get home okay, they're dead. They're not going to respond. And if they did, they're cool.
That's but interesting you say that's not sincere, because you could genuinely care about whether or not they made it home okay. So how are you supposed to ask sincerely?
You're not. You're just supposed to say, hey, I had a really great time. Hope you did too. That's
okay.
It. Unless you're really curious if they... I don't know. That's a weird one to me.
Okay.
I never text that. When you get home, Amy, I just assume you got home. And if you text me back, I assume something happened wrong.
Okay. Another little thing you could do is mention a specific part of the date that made you smile.
It's so risky, because if she didn't have a great time, you're a stalker all of a sudden.
Well, that's one of the things. Okay, well, you just said if she didn't have a great time, but one of the things, which I was shocked by this, it said, if you didn't have a great time on the date, it's okay to tell her that, too.
Yeah, right.
That's a trap.
If I didn't have a great time, I'm just disappearing. I'm ghosty 5,000.
And then they say here, don't be scared to text about a second date right after the first date. It's totally fine. You don't have
okay
to,
with
like,
that.
Play it cool.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, that's fine. Like I said, we should do it again. I'd be good with that. I'd be like, this is what I would do. Are you ready? I would say, in one text, I would go, hey, that was great. We should do it again. Just want to make sure you got home okay, so be sure to hit me back. And one of my favorite things from the night is whenever you spilled your salad dressing on the table. That was so funny. How about that text?
Yeah, because you got it all.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Just included on there. So, to any of you heading out on dates this weekend, good luck.
Okay, there you have it.
Amy, that's my pile. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, that's a wrap. Thanks to Maren Morris for stopping by. What else happened on today's show? We addressed the feud that Wells Adams tried to start with us, which I'm not partaking in.
Ooh, the feud could end up like Anchorman, where all the radio people were in an alley.
I have no interest. I'll feud and hug. Can we have a hug feud where we just hug and donate to charity in each other's names? That'd be more my style.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have a feud. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. I have the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards tonight. Watch live on Twitter on the iHeartRadio account. Also, you can listen live on the iHeartRadio app, and it's pretty cool. Charlamagne the God and I are hosting tonight. Love to see you on there. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you back here next week. All right, that's it. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision-making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.